Christ alone. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness and kindness toward us. Thank you for breakthroughs you have performed in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. We thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives, the activities happening in our lives to agree with your will and purposes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your light that is shining on us. We have seen your light, and we can no longer dwell in darkness. Thank you for the light of your word. Thank you for the light of your presence, prevailing our souls and spirits and bodies. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for opportunities you are creating for us, even in those places where it appears opportunities are missing. Thank you for your outstretched hand that is performing wonders for our sake. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have given us victories in the realms of darkness where battles have been waged against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power working in us. By your power, we have been blessed. By your power, we have been victorious. By your power working in us, we have lived righteously in your sight. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your authority that is in your name. For every time we use your name in prayer, we see great victories. Thank you for the authority you have given to us in your name. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for answers we have received to our prayers. For indeed, you have answered our prayers, and you keep answering more of our prayers. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your hand of protection upon our family members and siblings and relatives and friends and loved ones. Thank you, Lord, because you have not allowed the arrows of death and destruction from Satan and his hosts to prevail upon our loved ones and family members. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful for what you are doing among us in this ministry. We thank you because no one is missing. No one among us is hospitalized. You have been so good to us. You have been so faithful to us. You take care of us as a father will do, even more than our earthly parents. You take care of us. Thank you, Lord. You have not allowed us to be stranded of good things. You have satisfied us with great benefits to the point that we need nothing else. You have filled our lives with so much blessings and helps and provisions. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come together even in this hour to seek you again, to trust you again, to call upon your name in faith, that you may help us and answer us from your throne. Father, manifest your power and presence and glory and grace and victories right here as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. We want to experience your touch. We want to experience your visitation. We want your mighty hand to change our lives. Oh Lord, touch us tonight. Bless us tonight. Heal, deliver, and transform our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayers. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Lord, thou art worthy, O Lord. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Hallelujah, for the Lord. God, omnipotent, reigns. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, alleluia, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigns. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Yahweh. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside Thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord, holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside Thee, neither is there any rock like
like our God, there is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. From east to west, There is no other God, from north to south. I said, there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God, no like you, Jesus, from north to south. I said, there is no other God. There is no one like you, Lord, from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. From north to south, we said there is no other God.
I'll begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, begin to glorify Him, exalt Him, magnify Him, glorify Him, exalt Him, praise Him, worship Him. Ancient of Days, we worship You. King of Glory, we worship You. Adonai, we praise You. Most High God, we worship You. The God of heaven and the earth, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and is and is to come, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You. Rock of Israel, Rock of ages, Rock of our salvation, Rock of our defense, Rock our fortress. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Father. In wisdom, there is none like You. In power, there is none like You. In strength, there is none like You. In holiness, there is none like You. In righteousness, there is none like You. In dominion, in authority, in power, in mercy, in love, there is none like You, Father. You are higher than all. You are stronger than all. You are greater than all. Mightier than all. You are the Most High God. You are the Almighty God. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Adonai. We worship You, Father. We worship You, O God of Israel. O God of our salvation, we worship You. Our Redeemer, we praise You. Our all in all, our strength, our help, our helper, our healer, our deliverer, we worship You, Father. We praise You, Father. Who is like unto Thee, Lord? There is none like You. You rule forever. You control the entire universe. You control times and seasons. Blessed be Your holy name. You open doors no one can shut. You shut doors no one can open. It is You who speak and it comes to pass. We worship You, Jesus. You control and rule over the governments of nations, over the kingdoms of this world. You rule over them all. You set kings on their thrones and then You remove them when You feel like. Father, we worship You. Father, we praise You. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are the healer of the nation, of destinies, the savior of our souls. We worship You, Jesus. You are our sanctifier. You are the one who sanctifies us. You are the one who baptizes us. You baptize us with the Holy Spirit. We worship You, Jesus. We praise You, Lord. You are our strength. You are our strength. You are our authority. You are our power. You are our Lord. We worship You, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. We are so grateful for everything you are doing in our lives. We are so grateful for everything you are doing through us. We are so grateful for everything you are doing for us. We are so grateful for everything you have already done for us. We are so grateful for what you will still do. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Be glorified forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your works in my life. Thank you for your works in my life. Thank you for how you are helping me. Thank you for how you are blessing me. Thank you for how you strengthen me. Thank you for how you fight for me. Thank you for how you save me. Thank you for how you deliver me. You heal me. You restore me. Begin to say, Father, thank you for your works in my life. Thank you for your works in my life. Begin to pray like that. King of glory, thank you. Thank you for your works in me. Thank you for your works in my spirit. Thank you for your works in my soul. Thank you for your works in my body. Thank you for your works in my environment. Thank you for your works in my career. Thank you for your works in my calling and ministry. Thank you for your works in my destiny. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and I can testify to him. Your mighty hand is working in my home, in my family, in my marriage. Your mighty hand is working in my life, and I can testify to it, and I cannot deny it. Thank you, Jesus, for your works in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your works in my life, for your grace is working. Your grace is not without result in my life. Your grace is not without testimonies in my life. Your grace is not without victories in my life. For your grace is working in me. Your grace is working with me. Your grace is working through me. Thank you, Jesus, for your works in my life. Thank you for your works. 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 Concerning my finances, thank you for your works. Concerning my calling, thank you for your works. Concerning my marriage, thank you for your works. Concerning my ministry, thank you, Lord, for your works. You have done great things. You are doing great things. You have done great things. You are doing great things. I am so grateful for your works. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank God again. The reason why your future is, or maybe I should put it this way, the reason why a bright future is certain for you as a believer is because of the works of God. It's because God has already done it even before you gave your life to Christ. God already created and perfected a beautiful future for you. So you're going to thank God for that. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your works that have created a glorious future for me. Thank you for your operations that have ordained a bright and beautiful and glorious future for me. Begin to pray like that. The Lord said in the scripture, He said, "For I know the thoughts I have toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end," meaning that to give you a great future, a beautiful future, a victorious future, a bright future. Begin to say, "Father, thank you for your works that you have done in my life. Thank you for your works that have perfected a beautiful future for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." Except you are not a Christian, that you can have a doubt that your future is bright. Except you are not walking in righteousness, you're not walking in obedience, that is when you can doubt whether you have a bright future or not. But inasmuch as you are walking with God faithfully and in obedience, it is sure that your future is bright. I mean, it is 100% sure. 100% sure. Begin to thank God for that. Say, "Father, thank you for your mighty hand has perfected for me a great future. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand has created for me, has ordained for me a great future, a glorious future. Thank you, Lord. A beautiful future. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for doing this. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Thank you for your works that have perfected for me a great and glorious future. I am not like those that have no hope. Thank you for a great future that awaits my life, calling and destiny. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, right now, fill my life and environment with your powerful presence that makes wonders happen. Your powerful presence that makes impossible things possible." You're going to say, "Father, right now, right here, fill my life and environment with your powerful presence. Fill my life and environment. Surround my life and environment with your powerful presence that makes your will come to pass. Your powerful presence that makes miracles happen. Your powerful presence that makes breakthroughs happen. Your powerful presence that makes healings, health, and deliverance happen." Begin to say, "Father, fill my life, fill my environment right now with your powerful presence. Fill my life, fill my environment right now with your powerful presence." Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, "Lord, fill my life, fill my life. Fill my environment, fill my life, fill my environment with your powerful presence, with the power of your presence. Fill my life, fill my environment right here, right now, with the power of your presence that makes breakthroughs appear, that makes victories happen. The power of your presence that makes miracles happen. The power of your presence that makes healings happen. The power of your presence that makes deliverances happen. Lord, let it fill my life now. Let it fill my environment now. In the name of Jesus, let it fill my life. Let it fill my environment. The power of your presence, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say visit me, touch me, and do the impossible in my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit me, touch me, do wonders in my life, do miracles in my life, do impossible things in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, visit me. Oh Lord, touch me. Do miracles in my life. Do wonders in my life. Do impossible things in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Nijisha Elelen Dehaktijidia. Hesuzia Shusenede Tashda. Lord, visit me. Oh Lord, visit me. Touch me. Visit me. Touch me. Do wonders in my life. Say, oh Lord, visit me. Touch me. Do impossible things in my life. Visit me. Touch me. Do miracles in my life. Do wonders in my life. Do miracles in my life. Do wonders in my life. Ezishela hande kikiada tashlea. Masha shizende desheliada. Lord, visit me now. Lord, visit me now. Lord, visit me now. In the name of Jesus, visit me. Touch me. Do wonders in my life. Do miracles in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change me. Change my entire being into a new creature that the Lord wants me to be. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change my entire being into the person, into the creature God wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. By your entire being, we mean your spirit, your soul, your body. Your spirit, your soul, your body. Say, Holy Spirit, change my entire being. Change my entire being into the person God wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, change me into the person, into the creature the Lord wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, change me. Holy Spirit, transform me. Holy Spirit, change me. Holy Spirit, transform me. Begin to pray like that with your right hand on your head. Say, Holy Spirit, change me. Transform me into the creature God and heaven wants me to be. Holy Spirit, change me into the creature the Lord wants me to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, separate from me every darkness hindering my transformation in Christ. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, separate from me every darkness hindering my transformation in God. Hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Dihele shijena gada teleledia. Hendre da susashima de talaglashta. Say, Holy Spirit, separate from my body every darkness hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, separate from my soul every darkness hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, separate from my spirit every darkness hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus. Separate from me now by fire. Holy Spirit, remove that such darkness from my life. Remove every darkness that is not allowing transformation to happen in my life, that is not allowing me to change into the person that the Lord wants me to be. Holy Spirit, remove that darkness now by your fire. Holy Spirit, separate such darkness from my soul. Separate such darkness from my mind. Separate such darkness from my soul. Separate such darkness from my mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every darkness that is hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus, thank you, Lord, be separated by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Every darkness hindering my transformation in Christ Jesus, be separated from me by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, destroy every satanic mind, every demonic mind trying to control my mind, every satanic mind, demonic mind controlling my mind, influencing my mind. Holy Spirit, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Beshoshena disusiala studia and deteshena gada digilia. Holy Spirit, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Satanic mind, witchcraft mind, mind of principalities of darkness, mind of powers of darkness, controlling my mind, influencing my mind negatively. Holy Spirit, destroy such minds right now in the name of Jesus. Every mind of darkness taking over my mind, overruling my mind, oppressing my mind, controlling my mind, influencing my mind, be destroyed by the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. Say, every mind, every strange mind, every satanic mind that is coming to rule over my mind, coming to control my mind, be consumed by the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed by the Holy Ghost. 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 satanic mind, witchcraft mind, demonic mind, coming to overrule my mind, to control my mind, to rule over my mind, be destroyed by the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that demonic possession is not only about a spirit living inside you, as some of you have been taught. Demonic possession is more than that. Demonic possession is not when demons are staying in your spirit or in your soul or in your body. Demonic possession is far more advanced than that. Yeah, there are some demons that don't need to stay in you to control you. Yeah, we call them principalities. They don't need to stay inside you to control you. So they can just put their mind into your head. And at that moment that their mind is in your head, you'll be thinking exactly what they want you to think. You will be seeing exactly what they want you to see. You would be acting, reacting, just exactly the way they want you to do. And you will not be able to stop yourself, because you are under their control. So at that point, you are possessed. You might think it's not demonic possession. It is demonic possession. At that point, when they have entered into your mind and they are making you to do exactly what they want you to do, they are making you to function against God and against the will of God. That is demonic possession. Yeah. And you must be delivered. You must be released. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life and destroy every stronghold allowing demonic possession in my life. Destroy every stronghold giving place to demons to control me, allowing demonic possession. Lord, destroy those strongholds right now." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life." Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Destroy every stronghold of darkness allowing demonic possessions. Destroy every stronghold of darkness that is allowing demonic possessions in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into me now." Begin to pray. If there is no stronghold, they can't rule over you. If there is no stronghold in you, they will not be able to rule over you. They will not be able to possess you. They will not be able to claim you. Begin to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Destroy strongholds of darkness. Destroy strongholds of darkness that is giving place to demonic possessions. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost." I believe you are serious about this prayer. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my body. Enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to demonic possessions. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my body, enter into my soul, enter into my spirit. Destroy strongholds of darkness, allowing demonic possessions, allowing satanic possessions in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life." Begin to pray like that. "Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. fire of the Holy Ghost enter into my life in the name of Jesus. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray. Continue to pray that prayer upon. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my life. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to demonic possessions. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to witchcraft possessions. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to serpentine spirit possessions. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to marine spirit possession. Destroy strongholds of darkness, giving place to every possession of darkness. Oh Lord, send your fire into me. Send your fire into me. Send your fire into me. I believe you're passionate about this prayer point. Say, oh Lord, send your fire into me. Sometimes you just make some decisions that are so wrong. And all the prayers you have been praying for a long time, just that single decision will cancel the answer to those prayers you have been praying for years. At that point when the prayers are about to answer, then you just make one foolish decision. And then all the answers to your prayers become destroyed. That is demonic possession. It is demonic possession that has made you to make such decisions. Ask God to deliver you. 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 Say, oh Lord, release your fire into me. Destroy every stronghold of darkness in me that is giving place to demonic possessions, to satanic possessions, to witchcraft possessions. Continue to pray like that. Neshega talabalash didiya. Continue to pray. Destroy strongholds in my mind, in my soul, strongholds in my brain, strongholds in my feelings, in my emotions, strongholds of darkness in me that is giving place to demonic possessions. Be destroyed now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still praying? You're going to pray like this. We're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness that have caged my spirit. Yeah. We're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness that have caged my spirit and release me now. Release me now. Begin to pray like that. Jishada ke dala handela kalajiriya. Hihi suzashima la bihadidashda. Meronia tenderly balashda. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Go into every realm of darkness that have caged my spirit and release me now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness in the heavens, on the earth, in the air, on the ground, under the ground, in the seas. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness, beneath the waters, beneath the rivers, beneath the seas. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness, in the graveyards, every realm of darkness in any way that have caged my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go into those realms now. And release me. Release me. Release me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. This is a very serious prayer point. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm. Realm of witchcraft. Realm of gods and goddesses. Realms of principalities and powers of darkness that have caged my spirit. Go into those realms and release me in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into those realms. Enter into those realms, whether they be visible or invisible. Enter into those realms, whether they be spiritual or physical. Every realm of darkness that has caged my spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into them and release me now. Thank you, Lord. Release me now. Release me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray the same prayer for your soul. Yeah, I intentionally separate it. Yeah, we are praying the same for your spirit, we are praying the same for your soul, and then we are still going to pray the same for your body. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness that have caged my soul and release me now. I'm going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness that have caged my soul and release me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Give me handy Sicilia. Enter into every realm of darkness that have enslaved my soul, that have caged my soul, and release me, and release me, and release me, release me now, release me now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. As you are praying, your soul is being released. As you are praying, I see your soul being released. Begin to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness that have caged my soul and release me. Passion that dark handed other. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Release me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we are praying the same prayer for your body. This time you are going to Raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost enter into every realm of darkness that have caged my body and release me now. In the name of Jesus, raise up your right hand, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, Gashara Katelabala, Nidria Drisasujima Deletada. Release me now, fire of the Holy Ghost. Enter into every realm of darkness, every realm of sickness, every realm of disease, every realm of darkness, every realm of oppressions, every realm of evil that have enslaved my body, and release me now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, bashande gatekeleada, mederoshte asasajida nijilia, mandi subialashto sana dashteria, giglia drita, lengle jidisana, mashe shenajdeyalada. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying seriously. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness, every realm of witchcraft that have enslaved my body, that have caged my health, that have caged my body, and release me now. In the name of Jesus, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Be released right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place that hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to place that right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enthrone your power in me that destroys every death and disease. I'm going to repeat it. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enthrone your power in me that destroys. Now, notice I said destroys. That kind of word is a continuous word, or is a continuous verb, present continuous, destroys. So meaning that power we keep always destroying death and disease. So every appearance of disease and death, that power we always destroy it. Whether they give you food or something to drink in the dream, immediately the thing enters into you, it dies immediately. Or any form of poison, immediately they enter into you, they die. That's what I'm talking about. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enthrone your power in me that destroys death and disease. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Gijishwala dehasio dehatiji in the balanagala. Nehenijisa. Billion dehaktijinia. Holy Spirit, enthrone in me. Thank you, Lord. Enthrone in me your power that destroys death and disease, that destroys poisons of darkness, enthroned in me your power that destroys death and disease. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Holy Spirit, enthrone that power in me. Enthrone that power in me. Your power that destroys death and disease. 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 Holy Spirit, enthrone that power in me forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. I want you to raise up your right hand. I want to do something prophetic. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I connect with the authority and dominion of Jesus over time. And I decree that within 2 days from now, my help shall come. That is how you would do it. I don't know that help, but the angels know that help that you need at this time. So you're going to say, I connect with the authority and dominion of Jesus Christ over time. And I decree that within 2 days from now, my help shall come. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, I connect with the authority and dominion of Jesus Christ over time. And I decree that within 2 days from now, my help shall come. My help shall come. My help shall come. Bajendele kiara badatala. My help shall come within 2 days from now. Within 2 days from now. Continue to pray that prayer. Begin to pray. Say, I connect with the authority and dominion of Jesus over time. I connect with the authority and dominion of Jesus over time. And I decree that within 2 days from now, my help shall come. The help my calling and ministry need shall come. The help my family, my marriage need shall come. The help my career need shall come. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The help my destiny need shall come. In the name of Jesus. Within 2 days from now. In the name of Jesus. I hope you are serious about the about this prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus. I receive the manifestation and fulfillment of the destiny God gave me before I came into this world. You've been saying the name of Jesus. I receive the manifestation and fulfillment of the destiny God gave me before I was born into this world. I receive the manifestation right now. Begin to pray like that. I receive the manifestation and fulfillment of the destiny God gave me before I came into this world. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive the manifestation, the physical manifestation, the spiritual manifestation, the visible manifestation, and the invisible manifestation of the destiny I received from God, the destiny God gave me before I came into this world. I receive the manifestation now in the name of Jesus. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. This is a very critical time. See, I receive it now. I receive the manifestation now. Thank you, Jesus. I receive the fulfillment now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are diverse dimensions and manifestations of the power of God. There's a power of God that will manifest in your life, and it will do things that wouldn't have been possible in 15, 20 years from now. I mean, that power will cause a change that wouldn't have been possible even in 20 years from now. I mean, if you are laboring with your own strength and skill and professionalism, for the next 20 years, you know, if you save money, you do, I don't know how to put it. Like for the next 15, 20 years, you keep saving money, you keep doing business, you keep doing everything you can do, you still cannot attain that level or achieve such change that the power of God will do just in a day or in a few days. I don't know if I get my point. So there is a power of God that will manifest in your life, and it will cause a change that you on your own by yourself wouldn't have been able to achieve and attain in 15, 20 years from now. Yeah. So that is why I said there are different dimensions of God's power. Yeah, I know many of you have experienced God's power in so many ways, even if you can't feel it. But there is a dimension of His power that changes the life of a man within the space of few time, within the space of few days. And I so much want that power to manifest in your life. I so much desire that your life will experience that power of God. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O God of Israel, demonstrate your power in my life, in so much that I attain the next level you have prepared for me, in so much that I attain the next height you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, O God of Israel, demonstrate your great power in my life, in so much that my life shifts within the space of days, within the space of weeks, within a short time, into that level you have prepared for me. Thank you, Lord. Lord, demonstrate your great power. Demonstrate your great power. You might not know how to become rich and wealthy, but you know how to pray. You might not know some rich or big people in some big places, but you know God and you know how to pray. You might not you can't as a Christian cut corners. You can't as a Christian bribe. You can't as a Christian tell lies to rise, but you can pray. So do what you can do, which is prayer. You can pray, and that alone is enough. You can pray, and that alone is enough. You may not be able to do what the unbelievers does to rise in their own ways, but you can pray, and your God can lift you up. Talk to God. Do what you can do. Say, oh Lord, demonstrate your power in my life, in so much that my life shifts to the next higher level you have prepared for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are many people out there who knows how to get successful, in quotes, through ungodly means, ungodly ways, unrighteous ways. Yeah, and they have believed that except they surrender to the demonic system in the world, that they cannot be successful or they cannot make money. Yeah, but you will not do what they are doing. In fact, you can't do that, and yet you will succeed. I don't know if you believe what I'm saying. You will not do what the world are doing. And then, even without doing what the world are doing, you will succeed. You will not do what the sinners, the unbelievers are doing, and yet you will succeed. Do you believe that? If you believe that, I want you to pray again. Yeah, you don't have to surrender to the demonic system to succeed. There is a power in this earth. That power is not only in heaven, it is here on earth. there is a power that changes the life of a man. Yeah. It lifts up the life of a man beyond how the system of this world can lift anybody up. There is that power here on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh God of Israel, demonstrate your great power in my life. And make me successful in everything I do." Say, "Oh God of Israel, thank you, Lord. Demonstrate your great power in my life. Make me prosperous. Make me successful in everything I do. In the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord, demonstrate your great power. Thank you, Lord. In my life, in my calling, in my ministry, in my career, in my destiny, in my business, in my profession." Say, "Oh Lord, demonstrate your great power in my life and make me successful. Make me prosperous." Thank you, Lord. "Make me successful. Make me prosperous. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, reveal to me the pattern I must follow, the pattern I must embrace to see your glory revealed in my life." Say, "Lord, reveal to me the pattern I must follow." Yeah, the pattern I must embrace, the way I need to live, the way I need to do things. There is a pattern. Yeah, there is a pattern you must walk with, you must follow to see the glory of God manifest in your life. Yeah, when I found my own pattern, I have never been stranded of God's help. I have never been stranded of miracles. I have never been stranded of victories. Because I stick to that pattern. And my life follows that pattern. Yeah, and that is how I live every day of my life. The divine pattern. So that there is a pattern for your life. Yeah, the one who knows your life before you were conceived in your parents' womb, he has set a pattern that life must follow here on earth to be fulfilled and to succeed. So there is a divine pattern. Yeah. For whatever you are doing, whatever assignment God has put in your hand, whatever career God has allowed you to have, there is a pattern. Failure to follow that pattern means you are ready to fail. you don't follow that pattern, it means you are ready to fall. So you are going to say, Father, reveal to me the divine pattern I must follow to see your glory revealed in my life, to see your glory manifest in my life, to always experience your glory. Lord, reveal to me that pattern. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, Hadesh, dear. Badeki, Gahalash, dear. Oh Lord, reveal to me the pattern. That there is a pattern you must follow, even in your finances. There is a pattern you must follow. There is how you should spend. There is how you should not spend. Everything you do, there is a divine pattern for it. Even for your marriage, there is a pattern. Talk to God. Say, Lord, reveal to me the divine pattern I must follow. The divine pattern I must embrace to always witness your glory. To always witness your helps. To always witness your victories. Lord, reveal to me that pattern. I believe you're praying this prayer sincerely. That when God shows you, you will follow it. Because people don't like the divine pattern. Because it's always against your own desires and lust and pride and ego. So Lord, show me the divine pattern I must follow. To always see your glory, to always walk in your glory, to always experience your glory. Show me that pattern. Show me that pattern. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is a pattern the early apostles, the early Christians, there is a pattern they followed. And they saw the glory of God. Yeah, you might be asking yourself, why is it that I'm not seeing certain changes in my life. Yeah. Why is it that I'm not seeing miracles? I'm not experiencing miracles. Maybe you should ask yourself, are you following the pattern that will allow those miracles to happen in your life? Are you following the divine pattern that we authorize the manifestation of those miracles, such that even without saying a word, without praying, you are experiencing miracles? Just by faith, you are seeing miracles because you have patterned your life with a divine pattern. So you're going to pray again. The problem of this generation is not that the power of God is not with the church, or the power of God is not with us. The problem is that we hate the standard of God. We hate the pattern of the kingdom of God, and we don't want to follow it. That is our problem. Not that God has stopped healing people. It's not that God has stopped delivering people. It's not that God has stopped blessing people. That is not the problem. The problem is that we have stopped following God's ways, God's pattern, God's standard. That is our problem. So if everyone would repent and say, now I want God's standard, I tell you, a great revival will break out all over the world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to follow the ancient path, the early apostles followed. Yeah. Say, Father, teach me to follow the ancient path, the early Christians followed, so that I can witness the glory they witnessed. So that I can see the power they saw. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There is no shortcut in the kingdom of God. Except somebody somewhere is deceiving you. I mean, except a pastor somewhere is deceiving you. There is no shortcut in the kingdom of God. You don't follow the path, you won't see the glory. Say, Father, teach me to follow the ancient path. The early church followed so that I can see the glory they saw, so that I can witness the power they witnessed. So now teach me to follow the ancient path of fasting, the ancient path of being a prayer warrior, the ancient path of trusting in God alone and not in man. The ancient path of waiting on God patiently. The ancient path of hearing from God and obeying the voice of God. Lord, teach me to follow this path. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer point. So Lord, teach me to follow the ancient path. The holy church followed, that I may see the glory they saw, that I may witness the power they witnessed. Teach me, Father. Teach me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, I have not seen a Christianity that promotes selfishness and self-centeredness like the Christianity of this generation. Yeah, there's no other Christianity that has promoted self-centeredness, selfishness, materialism, greed, as the Christianity of these last days. Yeah, so no one wants to be sacrificial. No one wants to lay down their lives. No one wants to pay the price. No one wants to give all. No one wants to lay down all. No one wants to surrender all. You're going to pray. I don't know if you also have been caught in that web of self-centeredness that is prevailing at this time. If you have been caught in that web, you have to come out of that web. Otherwise, you will not witness the glory of God. Well, you might witness some fragments of God's power, but you will lose a lot, and you might not even make heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I break away. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, I break out. I break away from every web of self-centeredness that has captured my generation. Yeah, they're going to say, I break out of every web of selfishness, self-centeredness, greed, covetousness that has captured my generation. I break out now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You might be saying, well, I'm not greedy. What if you are? What if you just have not discovered that you are actually greedy? Yeah, you might say, I'm not self-centered. What if you are? What if you have not even proved to God that you are not self-centered? Yeah. Say, I break out. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, I break out of every web of self-centeredness, every web of fleshly lifestyle, carnal lifestyle that has captured my generation. I break out now in the name of Jesus. I break out now in the name of Jesus. I break out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every web of worldliness, worldly pleasure, worldly lust, every web of covetousness that have captured my generation, I break out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points before we round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, King of Glory, make my life radiate your glory. Yeah. Or make my life generate your glory. Make my life spread your glory. Say, King of Glory, make my life radiate your glory. Make my life dispense your glory. Here in the earth, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, King of Glory, cause my life to radiate your glory. Cause my life to dispense your glory. Cause my life to manifest your glory. Cause my life to channel your glory in this earth. In the name of Jesus. Cause my life to manifest your glory in this earth. In the name of Jesus, cause my life to generate your glory. Let people see me and see your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the world see me and see your glory. Let the world see me and see your glory. Let the world see my ministry and see your glory. Let the world see my calling and see your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the world see my marriage and see your glory. Let the world see my destiny and see your glory. Cause my life to radiate your glory in this earth. In the name of Jesus. Do it, King of Glory. Do it, King of Glory. Thank you, Father. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Until the truth prevail in your life, you will not have a lasting deliverance, and you will not have a lasting victory. I repeat, until the truth prevail in your life, you will not have a lasting deliverance, and you will not have a lasting victory. And this is why Jesus spoke in John chapter 8. Yeah, I think John chapter 8 verse 32. It says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yeah, I remember some time ago, I tried to get freedom. I was trying to get freedom outside of the truth, and no freedom came. So which means that it is only in the truth can you be free. Outside of the truth, no freedom for you. Yeah, so I was thinking, I don't have to do what I should do. Let God come and rescue me. Let God come and help me. Even though I know what to do to connect with God. So I was expecting God to come and visit me outside of the truth. And no one came. God did not come. Until I entered into the truth. Until I begin to do the truth. Until I position myself in the truth. That was when I saw freedom. So you are going to pray. Until your life is firmly established in the truth. Such that irrespective of what anybody say, irrespective of whatever is going on in your environment, you stick to the truth and you don't leave the truth. You don't come out of the truth. That is when we can say you will have a lasting freedom. And that is when we can say that you will have a lasting victory. Yeah, and a lasting deliverance. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, plant me in your truth forever, that I may walk in freedom and victory forever. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, plant me in your truth forever, that I may walk in freedom and victory forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. He is the Spirit of truth, according to the scriptures. Say, Holy Spirit, plant me in your truth forever. Holy Spirit, plant me in your truth forever. Holy Spirit, plant me in your truth forever. that I may walk, thank you, Lord, in freedom and victory forever. Plant me in your truth. There is no deliverance outside of the truth. You might be delivered temporarily, but the captivity will come back. The demons will come back. Yeah. There is no permanent deliverance outside of the truth. There is no permanent healing outside of the truth. So Lord, plant me in your truth forever. Thank you, Lord. Plant me in your truth forever, in my attitude, in my character, in my lifestyle. Plant me in your truth forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. I realize that there are channels of deception. Channels of deception. There are waves of deception. Network of deception. And the aim is to take you out of the truth. To remove you out of the truth. That is the target. The devil knows that once you are out of the truth, he will win over you. He knows. I, as a person, I might feel so weak in my body. I might be under terrible attacks from the enemy. But I know one thing, that no matter how much the enemy attacks me, inasmuch as I remain in the truth, I know that I will win, and I always win. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting the point. This I'm telling you my own practical experience. Yeah, despite all manner of attacks I get from the enemy, I know one thing, that inasmuch as I remain in the truth, I will win. Even if the whole of hell is attacking me, I know that I will always win. So that is why the greatest target, or maybe that's not the English, the greatest mission of Satan for your life is to take you out of the truth. Because once that happens, they will win. No matter how much you pray and fast, once they have successfully removed you from the truth, they will win you in that area. They have removed you from the truth. In that aspect of your life that you are out of the truth, they will win you. They will surely win you. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, destroy every channel and webs of deception, channel of lies and deception that have surrounded my life to take me out of your truth. Father, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Destroy them now. Webs of deception and lies that have surrounded my mind, surrounded my soul, to take me out of your truth, out of your path, out of your righteousness, out of your ways. Oh Lord, destroy them now by fire. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them by your fire. Webs of deception. Webs of lies that have surrounded me to take me out of the truth of God's kingdom. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so we have three more prayer points. They're going to pray. They're going to say, Lord Jesus, be merciful unto me. Do not do unto me according to my sins and shortcomings. Say, Lord Jesus, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Forgive my sins. Destroy the consequences of my sins. Do not do unto me according to what I deserve. Yeah, according to what I deserve. Lord, do unto me your goodness according to your mercies. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Except the Lord show you mercy, some of your prayers will not even be answered because you don't deserve the answer. Say, Lord, be merciful unto me. Do not do to me according to the multitude of my sins and iniquities. Show me your mercy, Lord. Show me your mercy, Lord. Show me your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. I want to experience your goodness. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. I want my prayers to be answered. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Thank you, Lord. Forgive my sins. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Do not do to me according to my shortcomings, according to my disobedience. Be merciful unto me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. I believe you know that except you genuinely repent, you will not receive mercy. Yeah. Another thing that the kingdom of darkness have removed from the church of today is the message of repentance. The message of repentance. Somehow, we preach the message of salvation. But I don't know how the devil was able to successfully remove repentance from the church. Yeah, so we can say, you know, we can preach and say, people, come and give your life to Jesus. Come and surrender your life. But I don't know why we always remove repentance. So people want to have Jesus and they want to have Satan at the same time. The same people that have claimed, they have surrendered their lives to Jesus. And the same people who are still telling lies, committing adultery, committing fornication, smoking, drinking alcohol. And these are the same people that claim that they have surrendered their life to Jesus. So there is no repentance. And we think there can be salvation without repentance. It's not possible. It's not possible. So you're going to pray. In your life, God is asking for genuine repentance. In the life of your children, God is asking for genuine repentance. In the life of your spouse, your family members, God is asking for genuine repentance so that He can visit you and save you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me into complete repentance. You can have 50% repentance. You can have 40% repentance. Yeah, but until you have 100% repentance, meaning that you have completely turned away from sin and from unrighteousness, you will still not have complete salvation. Yeah, so you're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me into complete repentance so that I can receive the fullness of the benefits in God's kingdom. So, Holy Spirit, bring me into complete repentance. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, bring me into complete repentance. Bring me into complete repentance. Bring me into complete repentance. I want to have a complete salvation. Bring me into complete repentance. I want to receive of the fullness. I want to receive the fullness of my benefits in God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, bring me into complete repentance. Thank you, Lord. I want to partake of the fullness of my inheritance in God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, bring my life into complete repentance in the name of Jesus. Help me to completely repent. Yeah, that is another way of saying it. Holy Spirit, help me to completely repent. We have pastors that have not completely repented. We have prophets, apostles, they only have title, but they are not yet complete in repentance. So Lord, help me to completely repent, to completely turn away from darkness and sin and worldliness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, so we have the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I lavish your presence on me. You're going to say, Father, lavish your presence on me. I want to live always in your presence. I want to function in your presence. I want to be in your presence. When I'm praying, let me have your presence. When I'm fasting, let me have your presence. When I'm worshiping you, let me have your presence. Lavish your presence on me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lijisason handi di akijera. Mandehala shiswa. Lavish your presence on me. Father, lavish your presence on me. Father, lavish your presence on me. I want to dwell in your presence. When I'm sleeping, let it be your presence. I'm praying, let me be in your presence. I'm eating, let me be in your presence. Everything I do in every day of my life, Lord, let it be in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God. Say, Lord, lavish your presence on me. Lavish your presence on me. Say, Lord, lavish your presence on me. Lavish your presence on me. Lavish your presence on me. Let me dwell in your presence always. Everything I do, let it be in your presence. Let my life be surrounded by your presence. Thank you, Father. Continue to talk to God like that. Thank you, Lord. Let me function in your presence. Let me dwell in your presence. Everything I do, even when I'm in the place of work, let me be in your presence while in the place of work, while doing every daily activity. Lord, let me be in your presence. Pour out your presence on me. Lavish your presence on me in every day of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Place your right hand on your head as I pray for you. King of the universe, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Emmanuel, Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. We say thank you for everything you have done. We say thank you for what you will still do for us. Thank you for the glorious and beautiful future you have set ahead for everyone here. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, your people have called on you. They have prayed the prayers you have led us by your Holy Spirit to pray. I ask, O God, that in your mercy, visit each and everyone right now. Visit everyone here right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I ask that you remove everyone from the place of oppression and slavery of darkness. Remove everyone from the place of possession and captivity of darkness. Oh Lord, I ask that everyone at the sound of my voice now experience great freedom from you in Jesus' name. I pray for you, in your body you shall be free. In your soul you shall be free. In your spirit you shall be free. In Jesus' name, the hunger of God shall look for your enemies. And the hunger of God will not leave them until they are utterly and completely destroyed. And that is what will happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The promises of the Lord shall come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. The helps your life need at this time from the throne of God, receive now in the name of Jesus. Every cause of darkness that is pushing away God's help from your life, I break that cause now by the anointing of the Lord on my life. That cause is broken in Jesus' name. Your sickness is gone. Your disease is gone. Your weaknesses is gone. Your poverty and shame and disgrace is gone. And you shall find them no more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Remain blessed.